we have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order.
Child sex trafficking.
The deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency.
Loose the battle plans of heaven.
It's all about control.
Broadcasting live to the world now, it's the Weekend Vigilante, Sheila Zielinski.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Friday's show. It is June 2nd, 2017, and I'm happy to report that it is official. The U.S. has done forget Brexit, this is a climate exit, or Clexit, as I'm calling it. Trump annihilates this scam. He gives the middle finger to the green gospel. You know what I call this in my book? The greatest fraud of our era is this idea of man-made or anthropogenic global warming. So what's happened? Well, guess what? Trump on the Paris Accord, we're out. So he announces the U.S. withdrawal from the United Nations Paris Climate Deal. He stomped on the climate cult, as I call it, or another word, the green gospel, this religion of environmentalism. And in my book, Green Gospel, I lay this all out. Let's hear what Steve Quayle actually said about my book, Green Gospel. Sheila unmasks the true supernatural manifesting arm of evil as she reveals the green movement and its deeply dangerous harvest that will result in the destruction of several billion lives as it fully manifests before our eyes. Let's check out what Thomas Horn, Dr. Tom Horn, says about Sheila's book. The United Nations and more recently Petrus Romanus have been extremely successful in infusing the green theology, an international governmental body that has an increasing effect and control over all our lives. And Sheila's book could not be more timely. What does Paul McGuire say about Sheila's book? In her book, Green Gospel, Sheila unveils how the seemingly benevolent Go Green effort to save the planet is nothing more than a diabolically malevolent movement to wipe out millions of people, usher in global governance, and eradicate Christianity. Wow. Well, there you have it. You know what? This is very close to a religious issue. The former United Nations, what did he say? Rajendra Pachura, look it up. This is my dharma, my religion. Side note, he was a railway engineer that was heading up the IPCC. This is a theological issue, folks. People take climate change that serious. Environmentalism is the fastest growing religion on the planet. And today is a happy day because it is a great day for science. Because guess what? This whole climate change agenda, this green movement, it has nothing to do with science. The UN has admitted they'll redistribute wealth by climate policy. Is that really what we want? Really? The United Nations, need I say more? We're going to withdraw from a United Nations climate agreement? It's not about saving the planet. And Trump's calling them on it. He has shown such leadership and courage as they, you know, they're calling him a rogue, out of control, treasonous traitor. Look at the Twitter feeds ablaze with this rhetoric. Every leftist liberal lemming is out there. Oh, this is a bad news. This is, oh, the end is nigh. We're all doomed. The eco-doom cult, as I call them, the eco-friendly, carbon-neutral, pagan death cult. Yeah, they took to all forms of social media today to condemn Trump. You know what Trump's doing here? Again, he's showing great leadership. He's standing up to the world and saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to be bullied into buying a belief in superstition, that United Nations agreement, that even if you believe in their wild assumptions and eco-doom predictions, it would have no detectable, measurable impact on the temperature in 100 years. It has nothing to do with saving the planet. The issue's not the issue. It's nothing to do with climate. I think Donald Trump should win a medal of scientific courage and political courage for pulling out of this devilish agreement. Let's hear what Dr. Bjorn Lomborg says today. The Paris Treaty will be the most expensive global agreement in world history. It is foolhardy and foolish for world leaders to stay fixated on Paris. It will be hugely costly and do nothing to fix climate change. So after hundreds of billions of dollars in annual subsidies and green levies, we get, according to the International Energy Agency, 0.5% of the world's energy needs from wind and about 0.1% from solar. This treaty has no basis, not only in science, but in actual cost-benefit analysis. Even if you use all the United Nations' wild assumptions and believe everything they claim about science, guess what? You wouldn't even be able to measure the temperature difference in 100 years, and that's assuming all the countries did what they planned to do. So if we face a climate apocalypse, you don't need the United Nations to sit there and decide what energy mix countries should have. The United Nations bureaucrats being at the helm in charge of our daily lives love your serfdom? As Aldous Huxley said, they will come to love their servitude? No. I think it's a happy dance. Again, you know what? Trump is showing such leadership in the midst of pressure from the world. Trump's really setting himself against almost every other country. Is he rogue? An out-of-control rogue rebel vigilante? While we have been called a rogue nation before, look what they called Ronald Reagan in the early years, the out-of-control rogue cowboy. And as I point out in my book, the United Nations climate agreements, especially this Paris Accord, it's about wealth redistribution. It's not about climate. It's about depopulating the earth. It's about mass sterilization, forced abortion, forced vasectomies. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, go read Paul Ehrlich's books. John Holdren, the former hand-picked eco-science czar, remember? Obama's right-hand man? The gold standard of science, right? Eco-science, go read his book. Al Gore says An Earth in the Balance, his book. I highlight this in my book. The great goddess Gaia must be revered even over her human infestation. We're a problem. The Pope's handpicked science czar himself, the pontifical papal science advisor, what does he say? Oh, well, guess what? The Earth should be below 1 billion. What happens to the other 6 billion people is what I want to know. The United Nations has actually admitted the real reason for the treaty. They said this is not even environmental policy anymore. We will redistribute wealth by climate policy. That's what they want. $100 billion a year slush fund going to governments that are best able to keep their people locked in poverty. It's social engineering, central planning, redistribution of wealth, global governance by these empowered UN bureaucrats. That's what I like to call hell on earth, because guess what? It all goes along with this smart system, the smart meters, the smart grid, the smart growth, smart technology, smart appliances. You will love your serfdom. This is all about control. The issue isn't the issue. In reality, the green tsunami of globalism operates completely in the open. They've stated their global agenda. I've talked about Agenda 21. I've talked about Agenda 2030 coming soon to a local community near you, calling for dramatically increasing urbanization and forcing populations out of rural areas into densely populated massive megacities, complete with what? Stack and pack micro apartments controlled by technocrats with the ability to control every aspect of one's life. And when completed, it's what I call complete hell on earth. And back to Aldous Huxley, how he put it, will make them love their serfdom. The green agenda, it's not about saving the planet, as its creators are so quickly to spout. Leonardo DiCaprio flying around in his private jets, thinking about what he's going to say about Donald Trump pulling out. Yeah, that's great. This whole thing, it was born out of what occurred at the 1992 Rio summit, the whole Agenda 21, the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, a United Nations conference on environment. It called for, guess what, dramatically impacting every area of your life. And even if you bought into all their phony junk pseudoscience and doctored computer models like Michael Mann's hockey stick that McKintrick found, that no matter what you pumped into this climate model, it was an algorithm so skewed that 99% of any set of numbers you put in there, it would produce a hockey stick. We're talking about Climate Gate, the East Anglia email leak where they tried to get rid of the medieval warming period. We've been in a cooling trend for 18 years, despite every day this steady diet of hottest year on record. Guess what? This UN climate agreement, it's totally meaningless when it comes to the climate. None of the strategies that have been offered by the United States government or by the EPA, which, by the way, deemed what you breathe out as a deadly pollutant, or as a matter of fact, by anyone else, has a remote chance of altering climate if, in fact, climate is controlled by carbon dioxide, which it's not. Think about this. What you exhale, carbon dioxide, is the God-given necessary byproduct of human life. It's a harmless trace gas that greens the planet. In fact, we need more CO2. CO2 and temperature have no correlation. So in layman's terms, all these so-called solutions to global warming, they're purely garbage. So even if we actually faced a climate catastrophe, as Al Gore says, and we had to rely on a United Nations climate agreement, we would all be doomed. Make no mistake, climate campaigners, these alarmists who tout the UN agreements and EPA regulations as a way to control the Earth's temperature and a way to impact storms, that's superstition, folks. When you have Germany spending $110 billion to delay global warming by 37 hours, really? We're going to spend at least $100 trillion in order to reduce the temperature by the end of the century by a grand total of 0.3 degrees? These minuscule benefits do not come free. In fact, quite the contrary. The cost of the United Nations Paris Climate Pact is likely to run about $2 trillion a year. For no detectable impact, you wouldn't even be able to measure it in 100 years. Think about that. So when you've got a climate deal from the United Nations, it's likely to be among the most expensive treaties in the history of the world. That is an epic fail. So when Hillary Clinton tweets out this ridiculous tweet, "A historic mistake. The world is moving forward together on climate change. The Paris withdrawal leaves America workers and families behind." Actually, Hillary, that is false. It's actually quite the opposite. The withdrawal leaves America's workers and families ahead. Thank you very much. And I'm going back to all these social medias ablaze with fury. Again, Hillary, another tweet of Hillary's, totally incomprehensible, really stupid, incredibly foolish. The liberal lemmings are losing their minds over Trump's climate decision. Listen to a caption over at Huffington Compost, as I call them. "Trump to the world. Drop dead." Tom Sayre, let's read his tweet. "Trump pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement now commits a traitorous act of war against the American people." Wow. June 1st, 2017. Yesterday is a day that will live in infamy for the liar, thieves, and killers of this new international economic order. They'll see it as infamy because their plan to sink the economy of America into a final death rattle has been rejected by Trump. And that's the thing. Fake climate science has been the linchpin justifying orders to cut CO2 emissions. Make no mistake about it. CO2 is not the enemy. Do the research yourself and see if there's any way these phony junk pseudoscientists can assess, now or in the past, the temperature of the whole planet. The science is settled. The debate is over, as Al Gore likes to say. There's not even been any room for argument. Let's not forget what Robert Kennedy Jr. said. "Climate skeptics," that's Sheila Zelinsky, "should be at The Hague with all the other war criminals." That's right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to jail his political opponents. We ought to be serving time for being climate criminals. I think they should be enjoying 3 hots and a cot at The Hague with all the other war criminals, Kennedy declared. Really? Well, isn't that lovely? NASA's own data backs President Trump's decision to pull out, despite the agency's politicized leaders claiming otherwise. Let's hear what Tony Heller says. "The useful idiots in the press who report on climate continue to insist the Arctic is melting down and nearing catastrophe. In the actual Arctic, sea ice extent is normal, and Greenland has gained a record amount of ice this winter. In 2016, a NASA study showed that the Antarctica sheet ice was expanding, refuting claims by global warming alarmists that polar ice would soon disappear." I mean, I could do just a whole show on these studies. But again, it goes back to "the sky is falling." We need a savior of humanity. Man-made climate change, anthropogenic global warming, it's a manufactured problem exaggerated by the government to what? Instigate a public reaction. Problem, reaction, solution. What do we call that? Hegelian dialect. They promote fear and then the government exploits to offer a predetermined solution. United Nations Treaty. So while the global elite are at the Bilderberg Confab in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend to discuss more ways to undermine Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement, because let's not forget it was Bilderberg itself that was one of the global bodies that orchestrated this tsunami of green, this green global governance agenda. They want a One World Climate Authority, folks. Yeah, so the liberals are losing it. The total liberal meltdown begins. And of course, Trump's climate accord nullification. You know what this really demonstrates? An extreme derangement of these climate change cultists, this climate cult. They're totally melting down, of course, in their irrational, emotionally charged frenzy over Trump's correct decision to pull out of this Paris Climate Accord scam, this genocidal attack on plant life across our planet. As I've said, the Paris Climate Accord is nothing but a big government scam, phony junk, pseudoscience, and outlandish greed on the part of the globalists, the deep state, aka the cabal, such as Al Gore, who profits tremendously from all this climate change hysteria. John Kerry, good old clown that he is, said Trump's not helping the forgotten Americans he pledged to elevate, but instead will give their kids asthma. Oh boy. Oh, we really care what you think, Jake Tapper. Aw, gee, Jake Tapper and his friends, this will be the day that the U.S. resigned as the leader of the free world. Oh, Elon Musk, well, there you go. He's gonna make up the difference and stop crisscrossing the world in a private jet, I guess, right? No, just kidding. He said he's resigning his symbolic post on the symbolic presidential council. We're gonna miss you. Oh, let's hear what MSLSD, as I call them, Donny Deutsch, what does he say in a compelling way to express his philosophical differences with Trump? The president is a sociopath and very dangerous. Well, thank you, MSLSD, for your riveting analysis. You idiots. Oh, and the ACLU, because we really care what they think. They offered the bizarre claim that leaving the Paris Agreement is a massive step back for racial justice, and it's an assault on communities of color? Wow, global warming causes racism. Listen to just a few of these comments.
A sunny day in the Rose Garden, what could be defined and construed as a dark speech.
This will be the day that the United States resigned as the leader of the free world.
I have such rage and sadness. We just watched a dangerous little man give a very, very scary speech.
One of the most bleak depictions of America's role in the world as environmental partners.
So he is not helping the forgotten American. He is hurting them. Their kids will have worse asthma in the summer. The president who talked about putting America first has now put America last.
Like I said, it's just going to be a litany, a plethora, eclectic cornucopia of all things anti-Trump. For the next weeks, we're just going to get inundated with a steady diet of the liberal lunacy. So be prepared for that. And as I wrap up on today's show, breaking this down, I want to leave you with a couple of key quotes from Trump's epic speech from yesterday. Do not forget, go to greengospel.ca and get a copy of my book, because as the world-renowned climatologist Dr. Tim Ball says in her book, Green Gospel, Sheila Zielinski effectively demolishes what you think you know about the green agenda. So go to greengospel.ca, get a copy of my book, and you're going to be shocked and amazed. And I hope you love it. And if you already own a copy, shoot me an email. Go to weekendvigilante.com, go to the contact page, and send me an email and let me know how you like the book. We have a fantastic lineup next week. I'm a few days behind because of a little bit of a sound clicking glitch, trying to figure it out. I'm going to be doing a lot of editing over the weekend. So we've got a barrage in this half of June. Really fantastic interviews, like 10 fantastic ones coming up. Do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've got video on the horizon. You definitely want to subscribe to my YouTube. Follow me on Twitter, like my Facebook, and do not forget to subscribe to my free e-newsletter. All of that you can find over there at weekendvigilante.com. Have a very blessed weekend, and like I said, I'll leave you with this clip of some of the highlights from yesterday's speech. Enjoy.
The cost to the economy at this time would be close to $3 trillion in lost GDP and 6.5 million industrial jobs, while households would have $7,000 less income, and in many cases, much worse than that. Not only does this deal subject our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals. as someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does, while imposing no meaningful obligations on the world's leading polluters. For example, under the agreement, China will be able to increase these emissions a staggering number of years, 13. They can do whatever they want for 13 years, not us. There are many other examples, but the bottom line is that the Paris Accord is very unfair at the highest level to the United States. Further, while the current agreement effectively blocks the development of clean coal in America, which it does, and the mines are starting to open up, we're having a big opening in 2 weeks, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, so many places. A big opening of a brand new mine. It's unheard of. For many, many years, that hasn't happened. They asked me if I'd go. I'm going to try. In short, the agreement doesn't eliminate coal jobs. It just transfers those jobs out of America and the United States and ships them to foreign countries. This agreement is less about the climate and more about other countries gaining a financial advantage over the United States. That it put our country, the United States of America, which we all love, at a very, very big economic disadvantage. We have among the most abundant energy reserves on the planet, sufficient to lift millions of America's poorest workers out of poverty. Yet under this agreement, we are effectively putting these reserves under lock and key, taking away the great wealth of our nation and leaving millions and millions of families trapped in poverty and joblessness. The agreement is a massive redistribution of United States wealth to other countries. And the American family will suffer the consequences in the form of lost jobs and a very diminished quality of life. Even if the Paris Agreement were implemented in full, with total compliance from all nations, it is estimated it would only produce a 0.2 degree, think of that, in the year 2030. After we have had to spend billions and billions of dollars, lost jobs, closed factories, and suffered much higher energy costs for our businesses and for our homes. I'm willing to immediately work with Democratic leaders to either negotiate our way back into Paris under the terms that are fair to the United States and its workers, or to negotiate a new deal that protects our country and its taxpayers. But until we do that, we're out of the agreement. I promised I would exit or renegotiate any deal which fails to serve America's interests. Many trade deals will soon be under renegotiation. Very rarely do we have a deal that works for this country, but they'll soon be under renegotiation. The process has begun from day one, but now we're down to business. Beyond the severe energy restrictions inflicted by the Paris Accord, it includes yet another scheme to redistribute wealth out of the United States through the so-called Green Climate Fund, nice name, which calls for developed countries to send $100 billion to developing countries, all on top of America's existing and massive foreign aid payments. So we're going to be paying billions and billions and billions of dollars, of which the United States has already handed over $1 billion. Nobody else is even close. Most of them haven't even paid anything. In 2015, the United Nations, departing top climate officials, reportedly described the $100 billion per year as peanuts, and stated that the $100 billion is the tail that wags the dog. In 2015, the Green Climate Fund's executive director reportedly stated that estimated funding needed would increase to $450 billion per year after 2020, and nobody even knows where the money is going to. Nobody's been able to say, where is it going to? America is $20 trillion in debt. Cash-strapped cities cannot hire enough police officers or fix vital infrastructure. Millions of our citizens are out of work, and yet, under the Paris Accord, billions of dollars that ought to be invested right here in America will be sent to the very countries that have taken our factories and our jobs away from us. So think of that. There are serious legal and constitutional issues as well. Thus, our withdrawal from the agreement represents a reassertion of America's sovereignty. Our Constitution is unique among all nations of the world, and it is my highest obligation and greatest honor to protect it, and I will. I have one obligation, and that obligation is to the American people. The Paris Accord would undermine our economy, hamstring our workers, weaken our sovereignty, impose unacceptable legal risk, and put us at a permanent disadvantage to the other countries of the world. It is time to exit the Paris Accord. It is time to make America great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.